trippin' and trippin' it, yeah.
Sippin' and trippin' it, sippin' and trippin' it.
Sippin' and trippin', yeah. Sippin' and trippin' it, yeah. Then you on my show.
Sippin' and trippin', sippin' and trippin', yeah. Sippin' and trippin' it.
Welcome back to another episode of Sippin' and Trippin'. How you doing? Hold on, wait. Since we can't get an official Wendy Williams, how you doing on the show right now? We'll get to that later. I'm going to give you an old nasty rendition of Wendy Williams. How you doing? You ready for it?
Let's see.
Hold on, I have a cocktail in the first. You got moist lips. You can't be dry. Some of these girls, they be real dry. So you want to be dry? Yeah, I be. You ready? How you doing?
Ooh,
what you doing?
I like that one. What?
How you doing?
How you doing?
You gotta put the lips out.
Like that.
And drop the G.
How you doing?
No,
I can't do it like that.
You can't. I mean, it's like mother like daughter. But I guess you would be like, well, we all got different
levels. Sip your drink.
Anyway, welcome to Sipping and Tripping. Joining me tonight, we have the legendary guest co-host. Was it legendary icon? Well known.
I'm a legend in the making.
This your shirt says Sippin' and Trippin'.
I know. Welcome to Sippin' and Trippin'.
We want to have our legendary guest co-host, Miss EJ. Now, we want to thank, I'm going to thank EJ for coming on to our platform. Thank you, girl. For coming on to this platform and giving us your time, your energy. You know, many people say they're going to come, but they don't. So I thank you for coming. And I'm not
Since
sorry.
Since y'all thought I wasn't going to come last show, I'm here.
But we didn't do a show last week.
I know, but I'm here.
That was on me. So we can't. We can.
Yeah, back. Wendy's William moment.
Some days I just want to stay in bed.
Wendy.
So
you just want to stay in your bed all season?
No. I come out the bed, ain't I? I'm here. Wendy, I showed up to work. Where you at? Girl.
Get up.
That's mother. I'm going to bring you some food over tonight, girl. I'll bring you some caviar and Doritos. You know I got you my... You know, Wendy likes caviar and Doritos together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never ate caviar before, but I feel like when I get rich, I'm going to eat it. Or at least I'm going to buy it and have it at my parties.
You can try it.
I mean, I could, but I'm going to wait till I can afford it. So if it's nasty, I know to buy more. And if it's good, I know to buy even more. You know, I know I'm gonna have it. It's about how much I'm gonna have. If I'm gonna have two closets or one closet.
Oh, closet full.
I mean, when you're a rich lady,
okay.
I throw lots of parties, honey. I mean, my parties are already legendary. I mean, people have been hitting me up like, okay, so yeah, I got a birthday coming up soon. They're like, okay, so about your birthday party, what's the dress code? What's the tea? And I'm like, girl, I ain't having no party, bitch. You didn't have one last year. We gave you a year off. We going to party this year. I was like, girl, it's not happening. They said, why? I said, bitch, y'all don't got no friends no more. They said, well, what am I, chop suey? I said, well, chop liver.
You got rid of all the fake ones?
You know, let me tell you something about those fake ones. They show up to the events and make it look like your party be full. But when you get all the fakeness out your circle, bitch, it be like...
They got nobody left.
Two, three people there like, damn. You be thinking it's something you did, but no, God just removed the excess garbage.
Right.
It's like when you lose weight, you want to lose that weight. You want to be able to get that stomach down. So you got to lose... You got to shit out the bullshit.
Uh-huh.
So when you shit out the bullshit in your personal life, your life be looking different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say something about it. You be like, sad some days. You be bored. You be thinking that you missing what you thought you had,
yes.
But you never had it. It was never real. It was what like I said,
fantasy.
It was a perfect illusion.
Oh,
you were a perfect illusion somewhere in all of the confusion. You were you was a perfect illusion.
Shout out to the real.
Let me
ones.
Tell you about some real shit. I've been in several situations where the illusion has been perfect.
Oh,
let me tell you, I'm talking about like. I've been in relationships to where you be thinking that, like, y'all is, like, all together. And it's all about you and it's all about him and you giving your all. And, baby, when you check his receipt, baby, not only is he not giving you your Mariah Carey all, but he's giving you, like, a ran-down version of it, baby. It's not even a karaoke version. He gave not the karaoke. Let me tell you, these people they shine that 10% up. Look like it's 100, bitch. You be thinking you getting something, but then when you step back and you look, you be like, well, what the fuck was I getting? I'm over here giving you my money, my time, my energy, my love, my throat.
So it's like,
and what am I getting?
Your windows that's fogged up in the morning, and then when you wipe it clean, you see everything clearly.
You see, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. It's gonna be a bride. What I tell you, this year has been the year of letting go of excess anything. I'm trying to let go of excess weight, but I guess Jesus said he was gonna get the other shit out first, and I'm not even gonna like specify because. There are some things we get rid of or get rid of you. Mm-hmm. How you doing? You be kind of be like, damn, I kind of miss the way it was, or I miss this, or I miss that. Especially when it's like certain times of year come up, you be like, damn, I can't call this person, or I can't call this person to this person this. Or you did a certain thing with a person, and now it's like your whole life has been upside down, yeah. Twisted, flipped it, higher than the ceiling. Ooh, wee. It ain't the ultimate feeling. Ooh, yeah. You have, and I remember on Oprah, I was watching a woman said, it's something that stuck with me all these years. The woman said she had to find a new normal. So the new normal is when you are used to something, you're used to someone, mm-hmm. you're used to an event, you're used to whatever you're used to it, and it's no longer there, it's gone. Mm-hmm. So you have to change your life to merge and fit into where you're at right now.
Right.
So I went through a situation this year where, I'm not going to say I lost because I didn't lose shit. I'm a winner. I went through a separation process with a lot of stuff in my life this year. And I'm finding a new normal amongst life. I'm experiencing life for the first time without certain appendages. Mm. So it was at first I thought I lost a leg or I lost a hand or a finger because it was like, oh, my God. I lost so much. But now I'm realizing it was like when you got like that little wart on the side of your hand that you never needed, but it was just there.
And you burned it off?
Yeah, you just got it off. You don't froze it off or whatever, how you ever do it. But I went through that process. Now, I think every now and then I still continue to go through it because I feel like, well, damn, was I not good enough? Mm. What was it about me? And I was like, bitch, let me tell you something. You are never going to be good enough for somebody who don't want you.
You told yourself that?
I did. Oh, baby, I raised myself down. I raise myself down to the ground because I'm telling you.
Read yourself.
If you don't talk to yourself, I talk to the realest motherfucker on my camp, and that's me. Okay? Probably I'm about to tell another bitch, girl, I'm going through this. Bitch, I ain't already told myself. Myself and already worked it out. Now, if I'm telling somebody else, I just want to hear another person's point of view at this point. I'm just like, oh, okay. You saw it that way. Because me and myself had this conversation. We didn't see it that way. Mm. We saw it this way. Oh, okay.
Not that way?
No, not that way. We saw it this way. But it is what it is. Life is about growing. It's about evolution. It's about change. And I feel like if you're staying, if you're still, you're not moving, mm-hmm. you're getting complacent, you're getting stuck in certain things. So the things this year I thought that were going to break me, that they're going to hurt me, I thought that it was like the end. I realized that those things had to take place for me to get to where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. I'm over here surprising myself every day. I'm loving myself just a little bit more. I'm learning how to fly on my own. Fly, I'm learning not only to be the... No, we ain't going there. I was going to another song.
Okay.
I'm learning to be the wings, the wind beyond my own wings.
Oh.
I was trying to get to that one.
Okay.
I was trying to get to that song.
I see that.
I was, you know, because every now and then you got to be your own. If you're not your biggest hype man, who else going to hype you up? So I'm learning that. I learned some real shit because this year I really felt like, well, damn, ain't nobody fucking with me. And the people I think my friends is, they be hanging out with ops and they be kicking it. They be doing this, they be doing that. And I was in my feelings, right? And so one day I was talking to a friend, I was like, you know, you ain't got time for me. You don't fuck with me. You fuck with these fake ass bitches. I'm like, girl, you do
going in.
I wasn't going as hard as I could have, but I was going.
You probably did.
No, I wasn't because you'll never go that hard that quick. You always say what they say. You got to say stuff later, girl.
Right.
And I'm glad I did because the bitch told me, he said, well, girl, you think you're the only person going through something in life right now? Yeah.
At this moment, yes.
Yes, I'm the only one. Only one person to be hurt at one time.
I'm only worried about my damn self.
I know. But that conversation right there, it made me step back and be like, oh, okay. Mm. And it wasn't like a... a real one. Shay, it was like, bitch, I'm not. And that's when I was like, girl, the sun don't rise and set in your own ass. It don't. It don't. You may be going through the toughest thing in your life right now, but the next person may be going through the same thing equally or greater. Mm-hmm. And you, but they might not just show it the way you show it. You might just want to be having a goddamn pity party, but baby Drake said, don't call me for another pity party. So, bitch, I canceled all my pity parties for the rest of the year, honey.
Don't call me.
Drake said, don't call him. Well, Drake, I ain't got no more pity parties, baby. Poppy. Poppy. I'm ready.
Poppy champagne.
champagne poppy. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Champagne.
But I was like, I'm ready. I am ready to love me.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Drake.
No, I'm going to tell you something. How can I love Drake if Drake don't love me? If I don't love myself, how can I expect Drake to love me when I ain't doing it? I was talking to somebody on the phone today. I'm just talking. I'm sorry. But I was talking to somebody on the phone today, and they was like, yeah, my god sister, she's lost like 100 pounds, but she's still super self-conscious about her body, her shape. But yet she want a man. She said, I told that bitch. You know, that's how we talk. I told that bitch, how the fuck you want a man to be comfortable with you and your whole being, yourself, if you not? If you ain't comfortable with yourself, that's how can you expect somebody else to do what you can't do for yourself? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, girl, that's deep right there. That's some deep-ass shit.
That is.
So I took it upon myself to learn how this year to love Martell just a little bit more, a little bit stronger, a little bit greater. I told myself, you know what, baby? Hang in there. Stick in there. And that's what I've been doing. Like, the thing, like, literally, I be having days to where I want to call Casper the Ghost. I be wanting to call, you know what I'm saying? And I be wanting to just talk. And I know that if I start talking, I'm going to ignore everything else and just pick up and keep on moving. And I looked at myself and I said, myself said, we talk to each other. And I said, are you comfortable with not being seen, not being heard? Mm-hmm. I said, nah, I ain't comfortable with that no more.
Oh.
And then myself said, are you ready to hear what that person has to say? Ooh, and see that person and hear that person? I said, well, yeah, I'm ready. I'm there. My mental growth. I said, where do we go from there? And y'all know we live, y'all. We got people coming in the door scaring us and shit.
Ooh.
We talking about ghosts and shit.
Woo. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. But I told myself, I was like, you know what, self? Just because something's been for so long, mm-hmm, doesn't mean it's going to be forever.
Right.
And I let the shit go. And I've been talking for about 15 minutes. We just having some good conversation. I'm sorry.
We did last show. We got cut off.
We got cut off because people was calling us, child. They're going to call us tonight, man.
It was a conversation.
Well, hell, they can't call us
this
tonight.
This is just when me and him get together. We just be having conversations.
We do.
This is on camera, off camera. This is the same shit.
But I'm just keeping it real. Like, I had to learn this year, but I never learned before, how to love myself a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
And the biggest thing I had to learn is how to be alone.
That is true.
Let me tell you something. Being alone ain't for the weak. It ain't for the week.
It's not.
But when I'm telling you that alone time.
But you can get stronger.
Oh.
If you love yourself.
What doesn't kill you make you what?
Stronger.
That's my ringtone. Y'all better know it. But I've learned this year. I was like, to put more into myself. To put more into my family. To put more into my future. And I said, what do I want? I said, I keep saying I want to be a global superstar. I want to have a talk show. I want to have this and all that.
You don't have
how can I? But I have to want it more.
Mm-hmm.
I have to need it, and I'm needing it, baby. I gotta get up and breathe, and I say, you know what? I got it. I'm right now. I'm on sipping and tripping talk show right now. We got the hottest hot topics coming to you right now. So, like we said, Wendy Williams is back in the headlines.
Ooh, she's so back, baby.
Wendy Williams,
and she just sitting there laying down. She laying down. She ain't even doing nothing, and she in the headlines.
So
we need to get like her.
Hello. Just sit there and eat your Doritos and your caviar. Yeah,
let's dip it. Let's dip.
And the dip and pits. Dip and pits. You remember that from the game?
Yes.
The dip and pits.
Yes.
I don't know what it was called.
They came up with some crazy shit.
It was girl, but it was like low key kind of good.
The dip and pit.
You know, Jason was always one I wanted to sleep with.
Why?
He was just so fine. I mean, that ball, I wanted to lick his bald head. But
I was on the belief.
I wanted Malik to take me down because I saw his penis on the internet. And I wanted Malik to fill me up before I go. I wanted Malik to give it to me.
I said.
But I wanted Jason to love me. I wanted to marry Derwin.
You want him to cheat on you and everything?
No, I was.
He put Melody through some shit.
She put herself through some shit. Because she allowed a lot of shit to happen. And she made a lot of shit happen. But I would have loved Derwin. I would have married Derwin. Made love to Jason. But I would have had the raunchiest sex with Malik. Malik.
Oh.
And I would have let TT give me some. I would have let him eat.
TT, you know he
was. I would have let him eat.
He was like that.
I would let him eat. I let him eat.
A little sample.
I let him eat.
Oh, she was in the headline. She might return to the game.
I heard it because her show getting shut down by Netflix. So now she got to get her other check. One thing about Tia Moore, she's going to keep a check.
Oh, she does. She always working. You don't know this about her. She always doing something.
She is. And thank you guys to everybody who's joining in. One. Thank you guys for love.
Shout out to Chelly.
Shout out to everybody who's listening to us, who's watching us right now. We are live. We are sipping and tripping. We're all around the world, and now, yeah, I can't find my baby. I don't know.
Manny.
We got to have everybody. You got to, like, general, because, you know, we all around the world right now. We in Greece.
Shout out to everybody.
We in France. We're in Russia. We're in Japan. We're in China. We're in Africa. We're in Indonesia. We're everywhere.
You guys want to go to Russia?
We do.
I want to try that vodka. I heard that vodka is very good.
Just buy it at the store.
It probably will be the same.
It is. They make it over there. They ship it to us.
We can't get shit.
It's at the store right now.
I know, but I'm saying, like, you know, we can't get shit coming in no more right now.
It's the store right now, still.
It's at the store?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should mix those drinks next week.
Next week.
I'll be in the audience, y'all. I'm not going to be on camera.
What are you going
to
do me?
I'm going to sneak up on here and be like, hey, y'all.
So, anyway, what we talk about Wendy Williams, we didn't want to talk about the game.
Okay, come
so,
on, let's go.
Wendy Williams, y'all know her show started back last week, and it came with a host of guest appearances from different people. The first day, they had a hot talk panel with Michael Yo, who I want to have some sexual relation with, Baby Smith, and two other people. And people said the show was meh. Then for 4 days, we had Leah Remedy of the Scientology Church. I don't know what she do. And we had Michelle Visage from RuPaul's Drag Race. Start your engines. RuPaul's Drag.
I know where Leah is from.
I don't watch that show, though. King of Queens.
Yes.
I could have said that.
It was on the U.
But I was giving her a nasty read.
Oh, you something.
You gave us a read up.
I was, but then I was trying to say.
You were trying to fix it.
I was trying to save her.
But I didn't know you said, don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Ain't nothing. Okay, stop. Y'all, so the show was this lackluster. They didn't even talk about topics. It was just like them talking about their husband and they badass kids and shit every day. I didn't enjoy it. Did you watch an episode or two?
So they just, I watched a little bit and then I got bored. I said, oh, they're just getting paid to talk.
I got a colonic while they were doing it. And that's, I was like, let me get a colonic. And I was hoping when they finished my colonic that the show would be off. It was still going. I didn't have that much waste in me.
Wendy, come back. They ruined your show. While you sitting there eating your Doritos and caviar, you need to come back to work.
So, Wendy, so this week we have, what's that woman name? She a comic. Let me go, because it's not Chelsea Handler. It's not Chelsea Handler, it's the other one.
Yeah, that one.
I actually like her, though, because she's trying. Like, I like when a bitch tries, okay?
She's trying.
Like, she ain't good, but she's trying. Like, who is her? Okay, her name is Whitney Cummings. Now, she's trying to do hot topics. She's trying to keep the show to the format of Wendy Williams. But ain't no Wendy show like the show with Wendy on it. Point blank period.
Wendy is...
But I'm going to tell y'all something.
The only person that could be Wendy.
I'm going to tell y'all some real shit right here. If y'all want to have a really good show on Wendy Williams, y'all better call me and have me up on that show so I can do what I need to do to make the show get picked up for another season. Because, baby, I'm not going to give you hot topics. Not only am I going to give you current events and give you shade, sass, and mess, and drama.
She ain't coming back for another season.
baby, if I give all that, it's gonna be the Martell show.
If they call you, yeah.
It's gonna be sipping and tripping.
Sipping and tripping on Wendy Williams live.
And I'll bring you on as a guest correspondent.
Oh, okay. I like that idea. Wendy, call us.
Not every show. Like once a month.
I'll be there.
So I need to be on that camera.
I'll be there every show.
But I tell you, I'm gonna tell you something.
I'm gonna sit on the couch.
When God
I'm gonna sit on Wendy's couch. Like this. I'm gonna sit there like this.
Let me tell you some real stuff. When God gave me the vision I was gonna have my own show, I started, see, I need to really manifest this studio. I need to see it how I want it to be. But I tell you, I already got a nurse to work there. I already got security guards. Baby, I already got my staff. We just ready to walk into the building.
Didn't you just offer me, you offered me a security job?
Yeah, look at that back you got. It's real wide. You gonna be a security guard. You thought you was gonna be a guest correspondent every week?
Every week.
No, you're gonna be security guard every day.
Top five security in the world, Craig.
I mean, I don't know what you're gonna stop.
Everything.
You're gonna stop. I'm gonna have to take the security guard job over. I'm gonna have to go to the hood and give me some thugs. Because you ain't it.
That's okay. I got my own security.
What you need security for? Not those. Okay.
Don't try to throw shade at my team.
I was about to. You know, your team that's your team, yeah.
Shout out to Destiny, the personal assistant that ain't never there.
is Destiny the one who be twerking? Who be twerking, but she can't twerk?
Oh, you heard that, Destiny. How did I say it? Say my team.
She had like the same twerk for every song.
Don't do my girl.
Like, is she going to be there on Saturday?
Yes, she will. She'll be at
Destiny, let me let you know this right here, señorita. We are going to have a twerk-off, and I'm going to show you how it's dead. I'm just messing with you, Destiny. I'm just messing with you. No, I tell you, your friend Destiny, I actually do like her. Because she has a very good calming spirit about her. Mm-hmm. She keeps up the energy, keep the morale, and she's all about having fun and letting loose. Like, whatever's going on in her life, mm-hmm. you wouldn't even know it is going on in her life. Mm-hmm. Because she's there to have fun. I like a girl who's like, you know what? I'll fix my kids around.
Yeah.
And I'm here to just dance and twerk. And I ain't dancing and twerking for him or her. I'm doing it for me. So, Destiny, I do like you, girl. I do.
That's my personal assistant.
And if I didn't like, I mean, I don't know what she assists.
You'll see on Saturday.
I've been to some of your shows. I ain't never saw her assist. now, look, if I'm going to give you a hand to push
so
you
I
down.
Got her on payroll for nothing?
She ain't got a check. Yes, she said.
But she did.
Oh, so you just give out checks.
I do.
Where them checks?
Yeah, where them checks?
No. Where my check?
No, where my check at the end of the show?
What are you talking about that? Get that shirt on, right? That ain't free. That shirt, that's a limited edition shirt. That's going to be worth billions in a while.
In a while?
Yeah. Not too long. Because I'll be having my own show in about a year. I'll be on the TV. I might be on Access Network first. But maybe you got to start somewhere.
Public Access.
Public, yeah. Oh, I'll be on Channel 6.
I'll be on it with you. I'll watch it.
I'm going to watch it, too.
You're going to have a highest rated show.
you got all the wheels, bitch. Well, put me on prime time. Maybe,
that's going to be your goal, prime time.
Ooh. I always wanted a daytime show, but I think I'm good for night. Because I'm mean. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be on BET though, because they don't be keeping their shows.
Oh yeah, not BET After Dark.
Mm-mm. But I will say there's a new show that's out right now. It's called Queens. It's starring Brandy, Eve, Notori from 3LW, and Power. And it's another lady on here. I don't know her name, but she's another lady. She's a very she's Latina. She's very saucy. I don't know her. So no shade. I just don't know sis. But
does she remind you? What's that one that doesn't have, that has a thick
Sophia accent? Vergara?
Yeah,
she do. Oh. When I watched, I said, Sophia Vergara, if she could rap, she could have did this role. Like in just looks, like in the looks. But when I tell you, Mama, name is Butter Pecan on the show. That's a rap name, Butter Pecan. Yeah. And baby, Mama could rap. She said she never rapped before, so she a newly rapper, but she rapping. And Brandy is giving me everything I knew Brandy could always give me.
Brandy always gives me life.
The living legend. So that's what we're going to do is just say Brandy. Eve is giving us thighs. I mean, we know you can rap, Eve. Right. So Eve was giving us body, audio, audio, audio. First of all, Eve, where that body been at, girl? Where has that body been? Have you seen the body?
Yes, because I said she was always hiding it when she was out, like when
I had a crush on Eve back in the day.
With the bald head.
But I like when she's a bull. I like when she's a bull dagger. Uh-huh. When Eve had that bald head, and she was love his blood. Woo! Baby, when Eve first
came, she caught my soul when I saw her on BET for that first
time. When Eve first came out and she was looking all mannish and just like she had bust her head open, she like, I'm gonna tell y'all a little secret. Y'all gonna judge me though.
You had a little secret crush on her?
I'm gonna tell you my crushes. Y'all gonna judge me when I tell you my crushes. Okay. It's not Eve now. Eve back in the day. Uh-huh. Pink back in the day. But Pink is not back in the day to where like, when I like Pink when she was on R&B, you know, she did rock. I like Pink when she was rough.
Well, she liked the dibble and dabble.
But I like Pink when she was like, you're just like a pill. Ooh, yes. I love every facet of Pink, but I like her with short hair.
Yes.
I like when she would like bust on your face. I like it with short hair when she busts on your face. And y'all remember when Queen Latifah was on Set It Off?
Don't tell me you had a crush on Queen Latifah. Cleo! Oh, shit.
I like a strong woman.
You like a strong man, too, I know.
I do. What a man. What a
and
man.
And that's Cleo. Cleo, was that man for you?
Look, if I was a dibble and dabble in the Lady Pod,
it would be Cleo.
No, it'd probably be like, see, that'd be old school Pink. See, I don't like it when they got those dresses and stuff on. No, put your Tims on. Oh, the brat. Oh!
Did you see she made headlines with her picture?
That's what I'm looking for. They know just what I want.
No, the brat was on the headlines this week.
Well, I missed it.
She took out her braids and she had her hair flowing. She wore some tight outfit and she put some jeans on.
Stop. Let me go look. Hold on, y'all. I'm gonna get this. This is exclusive information right now.
They was talking about her. They said she is a stud. They actually made a
comment. She said she's not a stud. She said she's a stem.
I know, but they made a whole issue about it. You know, the internet was like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You a stud. You shouldn't be dressing like that.
So, the brat was on Candy Burris' show, and she said she doesn't label herself, but she said she had to label herself. She would consider herself to be a stem because she's a soft stud. She said she likes makeup. She likes getting her nails done. She likes looking pretty, but she does have that masculine edge. So, she said she would consider herself being a stem. But the brat is my kind of woman, honey. I love the brat. She just so fucking fine to me. And I was trying to curse y'all, but she fine. She fine, fine. Ooh, she just so fine. And Judy with the booty, you better keep her because, baby, when you flip, I'm dipping. How you doing? I bought me some titties. I got some. Anyway, somebody asked us what we're drinking. We're drinking, I'm going to call this Electric Slide. Because it's slide right on down your throat. Oh, that's an old picture. I saw that already.
I know, but they was talking about it this week.
Oh, yeah, that's actually her girlfriend's outfit. So this drink is going to be called the Electric Slide.
Oh, we drink the Electric Slide. Pink,
it's pink lemonade. It's pink limeade, really, because it's pink lemonade. And it's cut with, oh, shoot, I didn't make it the right drink. So it ain't pink slide. So I'm supposed to cut it with some lime tonic. But I actually end up cutting it with some lemonade truly. So it's lemonade truly.
Oh, you gave us a white girl drink.
With alcohol in it, with vodka. It's a mixed girl drink.
Mixed girl drink. Shout out to the mixed girls.
Hey, where my mixed girls at? Well, there's some mixed girls in here. Where they at? They going to spin
where
now.
Where
so let's talk about Dr. Dre.
Oh.
So he said.
This was the tea.
That I guess she's his wife still. They said, I don't know what she is. But she has some papers delivered to him. And the papers delivered to him, she had them delivered to him at his grandmother's funeral.
She a bad bitch.
Now, her people are saying that he was in the parking lot. The casket was already up in the ground, dirt on top of it. She was gone. Ashes, dust to dust. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for her life. First of all, Dr. Dre is 50 years old, so his grandmother had to be in her 90s. So that's a life she led. So thank you, Grandmama, for living her life.
Grandma Dre.
So praise the B. We want to send love up to her and to Dr. Dre family. I mean, because I know, like, when people, like, when my great grandfather passed away, he was 91. I was in sixth grade. He was born in 1907. My great grandma was born in 1908. She was already passed, though. She was born in 1907. My great grandfather passed away. I'm looking at everybody while they're crying. I said, y'all daddy was born in 1907. This is 1999. Like, my grandfather, he died right before 99. It was like 92, excuse me. So I'm like, y'all better shut the hell up. And mind you, his kids was all old. And wheelchairs, like 60, 70. Y'all daddy didn't live his... No, I'm keeping real. Like, I'm like, this is how I was looking at them. Like, your daddy has lived... Like, step back. He has lived his life. And he has lived a life that young people today are not going to get. Because they dropping like flies. Mm-hmm. I chose in that moment... When an older person leaves this world, I like to celebrate their life, especially when they was ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
I always celebrate.
You celebrate. I mourn when these babies out here dying and getting shot, and they ain't had time to meet their greater being, whether it's Jesus, it's God, it's Buddha, Muhammad, the universe, whoever, mm-hmm. whoever they want to talk to.
They live their life.
You know. I feel like if you don't know the higher, I feel like that's when y'all be like, ooh. But, you know.
Like, my daddy was old when he passed. Rest in peace, daddy.
How old was he?
Later. He was 72.
He's young. Damn. That's young.
That was old.
I mean, the name Earl is old, but he was young.
Well, he had me when he was really old. Well, not really old, but.
He was in his 40s.
Yeah.
How was your mother?
She was in her 20s.
Ooh, so Papa was a. Wait, that word was old. Wait, he wasn't a roller store. Papa was a, so I creep. Was he creeping? Yeah. Oh, he was creeping! You a creeping baby? Digging on you? Digging on me? Baby, who's a baby?
I was actually a one-night stand baby.
Oh!
You that were turned into something else.
Yeah, because you just had to come out.
My mama made me.
No, I'm talking about you were swimming now.
I was ready.
You were swimming. Like, said, let me go to this egg. Where the egg at? Wait, hold on. This is a whole lot. So you was a one night stand.
That my mom and daddy was just a one night stand.
So they ever mess around after that?
No, not until after they had me. Because my daddy didn't, he denied me.
He what?
He denied
me. He got a DNA test?
He denied me until he met me.
And when did he meet? How old were you when he met you?
I was already, 42? I had to be about a month after.
46?
So he didn't talk to my mom for the whole 9 or 10 months after, she, you know, like, mm-hmm. basically, like, she was pregnant. He was like, no, that can't be mine. We did it one time. He was old school with
it. He was like, one time.
One time. And, yeah, she's like, the story is, supposedly, she took me to go see him. And
he saw that hairline. He said, that's my old ass baby. What'd he say?
That's baby Earl.
That's Earl. You a junior?
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Your mama ain't shit. She said, and you know only, what? All right, the only one claims maybe he's going to be a junior. Now what?
She did that in spite. Because
she should have.
He didn't come to the birth.
So, okay.
He was like, if that is mine, he wanted my name to be Elijah.
That's younger.
Yes, but she did it because he didn't come to the birth.
And now you Earl James. I mean, every time I hear the name Earl, I just be like, ooh, what's wrong with my car? I can get something fixed. You can't even fix nothing. Earl! I need an oil change.
I'm a Johnson Berry. Earl! Who called Earl?
That's right. Movie.
We need to catch up on the black movies.
Oh, baby, I watch real black movies.
That's a real one, too. Bow Wow was in it. And Solange.
That's a younger generation movie. I watch, like, the good movies. That
Five Heartbeats.
Holiday Heart.
You be that old?
RBs,
the it Color was on Purple. TV the
other day. It's one old movie I've never saw before. You know what it was? What? I want to see it still. I'm going to have a movie night. I'm going to have a movie night at Sipping and Tripping. I'm just saying it right now. I'm declaring it in my soul and my spirit before the new year.
He got all these
I want to watch. No, baby, my ideas, they come to pass. Cause
I know, but I said I like this.
Because the last movie night, you weren't here. We had, I almost keep saying Buffalo. Mm-hmm. We went Buffalo. We had Wingstop. Mm-hmm. And we watched the movie of the night, the show of the night, actually, excuse me, was The Squid Games. We watched Squid Games.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't invite me.
I know.
Why wasn't I invited?
It was a two-party, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was one of those.
It was only me and Steven. The audience.
Oh.
I remember back in the day, I used to have like a big old audience. Now I got one person.
Mixed baby.
Well, I tell you, I'd be thankful for that one person. So your dad, okay. So I don't have that story. Like my biological father, like he didn't claim me till after I was already old. He said, oh, that boy gay. He ain't my son. My son ain't gonna be gay.
Damn.
So, but like he claimed me my whole life until I was gay. So but I was like four.
At least you came out to him.
I did it.
No, but I'm saying like he like it was able to talk about. Like
no, we never had never happened.
Cause I never had that conversation with my dad.
Thank God for that.
But I feel bad because every time I was talking to him, like his last few years, you ain't get no girl pregnant, son.
Oh, girl, my dad knew that. He played with me on bullshit like that.
And he kept asking me, well, and I guess I said, no, you know, I don't do that.
He said, no, you don't do that. No, like, with me, like, I remember my biological father came to me. I was in high school. I might have been a junior or senior, one or two. He came to me, and he did not leave my house, so he was trespassing on my property. So
your daddy was trespassing.
He lived in my house. He was trespassing, child. Call the police right now. He was trespassing on my property. My mother was at work. He was trespassing. He came to my house, came down to my room. And I was in the basement. I had like a whole little studio in the basement. And he said, I heard something about you. I said, I'm like sleep because I was so tired from all the school.
So you didn't question him when he was there?
I was half asleep. He was just there, girl. I thought he was there for my brother. My brother deal with him. I didn't. And he was like, I heard something about you. It was so nasty and so disgusting. I hope it ain't true. I said, nasty and disgusting. Look, I piped up. Like, what is it?
Ooh, he said, saw you was a Kim Kardashian.
He said, I heard that you be messing with boys.
Ooh.
And I looked at him dead in his face. I said, oh, that's a lie. And I turned over and went back to sleep. And so,
why you lie to him?
I don't know, I'm gonna say something to my mama. So I told my mom this story, and my mom was like, well, why didn't you tell the truth? I said, I don't mess with boys, I mess with men.
Well, you, know what? You caught that. Y'all caught that.
And so then I felt like, well, fuck this nigga. So I'm gonna let him know how gay I can really be. I got my tongue pierced. I'll just start living.
Oh, you just started living
your best life? No, I started living for me. I stopped worrying about people looking at me and judging me because I was living like, I wasn't living life. I was existing. And so, I remember it was a little show that was called on TV back in the day called Jerry Springer.
Everybody was on that.
I went on Jerry Springer and I was one of the highest rated shows. I was. Thank you. I'm not going to post it. I'm not going to tell you nothing about Spotify. If you want to find it, you can find it. It's on you. But I was on Jerry Springer's show. And I'll make sure I block it because it's only one internet file of it and I have it. So I had told him, I was like, yeah. I mean, that's how I came out to the world because I was just like, I'm gay. The whole story was fake. Everything about the story was fake. Nothing about it was real. But what was real about, I was gay. I was me and I was comfortable in my skin. And I've learned from that. I mean, my father.
Interesting way to come out.
Just come all the way out. Church and everything. I was a church boy, too. I was in church. They were like this. Jerry. I'll be like. No, I ain't doing that. I was looking like this. This is me. This is me in church. I'm trying to praise the Lord. I'm over here like, Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Oh, whatever song was they singing in. And they, Jerry. I'm looking at them like this. Now, mind you, I went Jerry Springer. I didn't care what my father said at all. It wasn't even about him. I didn't even think. He wouldn't have thought at all. I was like, ooh. My grandma ain't gonna fuck with me no more. Mother grandma, I said, my mom's mom is gonna be cool with it. My father's mom, who I'm also, you know, my grandma, she ain't gonna like it.
So his whole side of the family.
Baby was the opposite way. My mama, she was on the phone talking to her sister, trying to pray the gay away on me.
Oh.
They was praying. Look, I picked the phone up, and all I hear is my name, and y'all be listening. But I got respect, So I don't say nothing. I just listen, because everybody needs a little prayer. So I took the prayer in, thinking, Jesus, I need the prayer. Thank you. But I took certain bits and pieces of the prayer. Mm-hmm. And then my grandma, on my father's side, she was so tickled. And people were calling her and telling her, your grandson on the TV, and he just doing this, he doing that. My grandma said, well, guess what? Y'all grandson's in newspaper, going to jail. My grandson on TV. What's worse?
Oh, I know that's right. You know what? I'm sitting
right here. And to this day, my grandma has been passed away since 2010. She has watched that episode more than I have.
There you go.
To this day. She
the highest rating.
She told me, she said, this show comes on every Tuesday, whatever day she told me it was. It come on every Tuesday. She said, I watch it. She goes, y'all one of the biggest shows. And she said, because they keep playing y'all on reruns. She goes, my grandma said, I didn't even watch Jerry Springer. One of her sisters, I called her and told her it was on TV. She goes, I turn my TV on every day at a certain time. She turns her TV on Jerry Springer to see if it was going to be on TV. And that touched my heart. I miss my grandma, y'all. I do. I miss my grandma. I don't be talking about my grandma that much, but I be missing my grandma. She been gone for 11 years, champ. And I tell you, when you start talking about people, you be like, oh, I miss my grandma, Chad. I do. I miss my grandma because when I tell you my grandma could cook, ooh, baby, not only was she a cook, she could bake too. Like my grandma who's still living, she cooked, she on bake. I do both. But my other grandma, she was cooking and baking and just whipping it up. Ooh. Mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus. She's the reason why I got fat. I wasn't as fat until my grandma got me fat. She would make me a big old plate, and then after you eat it all, she gonna say, "You know you need to push back from the table, girl. Stop giving me all this food, girl." My grandma is the reason why I ain't like chicken for so long. She also gets some KFC. She'll put the biggest piece of chicken on my plate. And I'm like, this shit is dry. It's nasty ass chicken. I didn't know what white meat, dark meat was yet. I don't like white meat. I like dark meat. In every sense of the word.
You like it dark?
I do. Yeah. I like it dark and I like it thick. I like it long. I like it tough. Like fork. Oh, I like it to have stamina. I like it to be aggressive. I like it to be controlling. But I also like it to be a little sensitive. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Nibble a little bit.
I like for it to bite me, but don't draw blood.
Oh. Yeah. He a freak guy.
Oh, I thought we were talking about chicken. We talking about chicken no more? Oh, okay, my bad.
I think we started talking about chicken 30 minutes ago.
Oh, well. Anyway, so Nicki Minaj. Talk about Nicki. Yo, Nicki.
Nicki. This week, she was on live, and she was with the people, y'all. You know, she came up from up here, and she came down here with the common folk with us, and she riding around the hood.
Riding around.
Scare and I have handed her phone over to her, to people, taking pictures with
them. Baby, they didn't even have the mask on.
And she had a baby in the back.
She said, oh, y'all stop arguing. I'm going to tell you what I heard. She said, y'all stop talking now. Y'all going to scare Papa. He going to think that y'all arguing. And I said, well, why would a baby be thinking y'all arguing because y'all voice is loud? Hold on, what y'all doing up in the house? How does that baby know what arguing is? Because if you and your husband arguing, he wouldn't know what arguing is. So that means y'all up in there knucking and motherfucking bucking, bitch. And you over here riding around the trap, five friends.
Because she got into it with Mr. Petty.
Girl, first, I'm going to tell you something. You can't get into it with somebody who on payroll.
That's a shame when your husband on payroll.
So when some shit came, Michelle said, she says, I got more to lose. If I have more to lose in this situation than you do, we can't argue. We can't fight. We cannot go back and forth. Because guess what?
She loves this man.
You think so?
Is she trying to fight for him with this legal battle?
She's fighting for herself because she's in the lawsuit. But if you get catch the
team, yeah, because his money is her money, basically. But
she didn't. She got her a lawyer. That's only representing her, not representing him. Get into that. How you doing? Yeah, you gonna talk about it and be about
Miss
it,
Miss Patty? You, ooh, Miss you Patty. Want me?
Well,
that's Miss Patty.
So Nicki Minaj, y'all, she is
Nicki Minaj Patty.
I feel like Nicki Minaj is trying to let the people know that, like, hey, y'all, I'm like one of y'all. I can relate. I'm down to earth. Because Cardi has always been like that girl who's like, she one of us. She a hood bitch. Like, she fuck with us, we fuck with her. And I think she's trying to get herself back to being like, I'm not up here looking down, girl. We know it's fake. But I will say one thing. It is warming to see her interacting with her fans.
It is.
It's warming to see her going on live with, like, Santana, Saucy Santana, and, like, just talking regular real shit. And it is. And I hope that she's being genuine and it's not like a reach or a grab. Because I'm going to tell you something, Nicki. If you come out with an album and it's talking some bullshit, your fans, I'm going to tell you, you need some new fans, Nicki. Because your fans, they don't fuck with you. They be, oh, Nicki is the best. Nicki is this. Nicki's mother. Nicki, we doing all of this. You know, all these bitches want to be like Nicki. They only want to be her son. This is how they talk for real, y'all. It's so sick me. Nicki, this.
Sound like the Nicki stands.
Oh, that's how they sound. I know.
Oh,
but when Nicki drop an album, y'all listen to it on YouTube. Cardi fans going by albums, baby.
Because
K Michelle fans by albums. K Michelle has had not one, not two, not three, but four number one albums with the last two, no radio play.
No radio play.
And Nicki not even getting that. Like, the radio is a big push. K. Michelle don't get pushed. She's been blackballed from the radio. But you still getting number one albums. But Nicki Minaj, you're Nicki Minaj, you're the queen. And you want this, you want that. And,
but how you the queen and you ain't got no Grammy?
But Nicki's, no, I don't think a Grammy make you a queen. Nicki said.
No, but I'm saying she but
Nicki
but,
said to be the queen of rap, you gotta rap. She said that. Well, I think to be the queen of rap, you gotta sell albums.
And I don't think your last album even it didn't hit the heights that the last ones did.
Remy, I'm gonna keep it real. You took the crown off her head, you threw it on the floor, and Cardi B came and got it. Cause baby, what the fuck is you did after
Sheik
there?
Hold on. She was stumbling with it.
She stumbled. She was, it was hot, girl. Was it hot? It must have been a hot crown.
Did you hear her new song, Godmother?
She got song up.
That's a hit. Cause she had a movie out.
I never know.
She was on a movie, a BET movie.
Really?
Yeah, she was a blackbuster premiere movie. She was a
no. You gonna stop now?
She was a Delronda Hood.
Hold on, y'all. We gonna play this song right now. This is gonna be a live. What's that video? We gonna give y'all a live.
Yes, and she got clippings of the movie that she's in too.
Okay, all right, guys. This is gonna be a live viewing. We only got 12 minutes left on the show. This is gonna be a live viewing of. This is exclusive. 2 week late. Viewing of Remy Ma, Godmother.
She tell you she the Godmother.
This is a live reaction right here.
She the Godmother.
The God of what? We gonna find out. Remy, okay, video. Am I gonna shout the iPhone? I don't know yet. I like Remy though, cause she beat my ass too. I like Remy. She's so gorgeous. Oh, she's so pretty, y'all.
Pull up, swap.
Icy.
Ooh, that's fine. Isn't that red?
Yeah.
Oh.
Niggas calling me the Godmother. Chanel bag.
I like it, y'all.
I'm a demon in a
demon.
Blue 60K and demons. Took the bulletproof vest off my chest because I'm still breastfeeding.
Ooh.
Got a 40-inch weaving. Leave a motherfucker bleeding. Cut his head out this bitch. That's a good enough reason.
Oh, she beating ass. Look fake, though.
Make a movie in broad day.
That's part of her movie.
Oh, this is real bad.
I'm the gold, I'm cash play. Tell that bitch I want all smoke.
Yeah, you know what all shit, bitch, what we doing?
I'm gonna need a bigger ashtray. I want the smoke, the smoke, the steam.
I want the smoke, the smoke, the good.
I actually like this, y'all.
And everything in between.
I like the video, baby. Looks so beautiful.
That red, what the
hell? That red. It's the red for me. She got a gun in her hand, too. I love it. I'm gonna watch this movie now.
Yeah.
I don't. You got it?
No. I just watch him beat me.
I need your puss. You better have a puss guessing your password. Okay, we'll see the rest of this later. So, I like that. But I'm gonna tell you what my favorite Remy verse was.
What?
It's when she was on that song with Pleasure. Pleasure.
Pleasure.
I don't know his damn name. Flesher, what's his name? I'm gonna play it for y'all. I'm gonna give y'all just a little. It's called Wait a Minute. Wait a minute. I'm gonna give y'all this little piece. This thing, Fresh Music Friday.
Oh, with Fresher?
Fresher.
I saw that one. I heard that one. That was when she first came back out, like, from jail. She was on Love and Hip Hop, the first season that she was on.
No, that's first season.
What?
Because it was after what? That. That's what I'm saying. Like, she started what? Getting back into music things.
What? I'm trying to get y'all to Remy verse, y'all. Oh, y'all ready? Here, go right here. I'ma get to y'all. I'm a Tim's bitch, got my boots on. Got the X-Cons in a Yukon. I don't steal, bitch, I kill, bitch. About to catch me a new charge. They ain't niggas trying to call me. That's how I knew y'all was phony. I be bringing them to work, taking them to church, cause I leave them holy. Will I stop this bitch? Yes. Tell his dick, so I his test. Put a thick breast, I put a vest on his bitch chest. Well, time is in school. Troy Avenue in school. Well, hands on it like noon. Dominique, I'm a goon. Still sitting in this big time. I'm fixing wigs like waistlines. Put a bitch with our cell phone. Really put her on FaceTime. Little spider about to call her. A lifeline getting shorter. RIP Biggie Smalls. What the fuck y'all didn't want her? Well, I took me to the kitchen. I was minding my business. Now I gotta get gangster. Cause these hostess hate us. That was when she like told
Nick. Don't let Remy hype you up.
Baby, Remy gets me together. I put you on FaceTime. Oh. She said, crack a bitch on my cell phone and really put her on FaceTime. I put you on FaceTime.
You ain't put me on FaceTime.
You were just on it. You were just on it.
Don't let her hype you up.
Well, she got, oh, she didn't have to. She didn't have to. She didn't have to hype me. Bitch. So I think the next Fresh Music Friday, we need to just showcase some Remy Ma. We got to showcase us some Remy Ma on the show.
Remy.
Oh, so you guys have a little secret.
I
have a new co-host to Fresh Music Fridays.
Who is it?
So my new co-host of Fresh Music Fridays would be the lovely, the late, the lousy, the...
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm so shady. I'm so messy. I can't even think of nothing else with an L that's like late. Nah, I just like a shit. It would be no. Oh, you would be late though, bitch. You ain't never on time. That's when your blackness come in. I do. I want to thank you guys.
Don't say that. I might not get no bookings. Nobody won't work with me because I'm late. I ain't always late, y'all.
It's a super trivia, she be late. But my new co-host to Fresh Music Fridays will be none other than EJ.
Me.
Will be the new host of Fresh Music Fridays. So EJ will still be coming co-host every now and then. I'm sipping and tripping when he so chooses to. Or I beg, because I have to be having a beg, y'all. But Fresh Music Fridays, EJ would be an equal partner, 49% hold in the company.
EJ,
I got the control.
I'm coming up in the world, baby.
Yeah, I'm sipping and tripping it. You know, this is gonna be me, y'all. I'm just a girl. I'm just a gal. That's just me.
You're regular, degular, smegular.
I'm a regular, degular kind of bitch for that, okay?
Ooh.
I was born for this, baby. Maybe it's Maybelline, bitch. No, maybe it's me.
Okay, Wendy Jr.
But I want to thank you for coming on Fresh Music Fridays to a venture that came about by accident. And I know it's going to be great and prosperous. And
I know, because you got big plans for it.
I know I do. these comments. I got to read these comments. But thank you so much for giving me your time, your energy, and everything. And that. Also, I want to say thank you. I'm just like, I'm a little tipsy. And I ain't done drinking yet. I gotta be at work early. We got a corporate at my job, girl, and everything. I'm like, girl, I've been drinking.
Watermelon.
I get filthy when that liquor get into me. I've been thinking. Can I keep my foot? Anyway, if I might be in here right now, I'll do that tomorrow.
Ooh.
Maybe I won't drink no more tonight. Y'all ever had like a real love? Like you be like, Mary J. Blige, I'm searching for a real love, and you find it, bitch. And you over here doing the Mary J. Blige dance, and you over here singing that old Mary J. Blige, because I can't be without you, baby.
You be dance to her and look him dance.
I do all that to my man. No. I'm going to tell you, like, you just get you a man, and you just be wanting to, like, to just love on him and just, you know, give him all your throat and everything. I don't even be using the throat every day. So, like, what I need it for, just give it to him. Take it home with you.
I can't wait till I find that.
Turn your throat into a pocket pussy.
You can be inspiration.
You ever thought about, like, turning your throat into, like, a pocket pussy?
No.
I do.
Sorry, my throat's not.
I have dreams like about that. My co-host.
It's not loose.
Now, my audience wants to laugh. But they're thinking about how that worked. That's how it worked. They said, yeah, they want that too. How you doing?
Yes, Wendy Jr.
I wasn't that messy tonight. Was I that messy tonight? Was I that messy tonight?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay, well, that's enough. So, we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight and watching us.
Yeah, tuning in to Sipping and Tripping.
Sipping and Tripping it. Sipping and Tripping it.
With Martell and EJ.
Yes. With the host Martell.
Yes, the host and the and my legendary
guest, co-host. Guest co-host.
Legendary.
Yes, but legendary. But you could be legendary, you could be legendary, you could be secondary. But you're going to put guest in front of it. Because this is a one-panel show now.
Boot me out all the way up.
I didn't ask for this, okay? This is what the universe gave me. And I said,
and I'm proud of you.
You know what?
You know,
I was going to stop. I was going
to
give up.
The world need to give you your flowers.
Can I get a couple of them?
Throw a rose at you.
Okay.
You want white roses or red roses?
I like red.
Ooh, okay. I got you.
It's like fire.
Oh.
And put some up. I like bloody things. I'm just joking.
You a demon and a demon.
I like Cardi B.
Oh.
I like Bloody Shoes.
Oh.
You want me some Louboutins, though? Yeah. Can you afford Louboutins?
Yeah. On my salary, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
At your store?
On my salary. Yeah.
On your salary?
Yes.
I like real Louboutins from a store.
Yeah, you can get that. Oh, yeah. They can be red bottoms.
Okay, so she gonna get some paint and paint the shoes red up over here. So
I feel like Cardi B, bloody red.
No, hers is red, though, bitch. Hers is real. Hers got real blood on her, bitch. Anyway, anybody got something to say? We got like a minute left. Anybody got something to say? We see somebody named Gregory who said he just died. So we want to give him some resuscitation. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in. Oh, I should turn the camera to you. I should. I ain't gonna do it though.
Cause he made me turn here too. I was like, "What?"
You got excited?
No,
you did.
Hey, friend.
Best friend. Yeah, better get it.
Shut
down. My best friend fan now. She fan.
Okay. Now y'all go cop. I'm a boss. It's on all platforms by me, EJ.
And this is your new song right here. It's called I'm a Boss. This is what this looks like. You guys can look for it on all platforms. It's called I Am A What? It's actually improper grammar. It's just I'm a Boss. But it should be I Am A Boss. But, you know, or I'm a Boss. But, you know, hey, I'm not the English police.
Rappers are not proper.
Mm. So there's some that are.
Wait, who?
Some that got degrees.
Lil Wayne do.
A degree in nonsense.
Let's get it.
Anyway.
Good night, Aurora.
Anyway,
and the world.
Thank you for everybody who tuned in. Thank you for everybody who's watched. Sipping and Tripping is not only back, but maybe it's back and it's better. I saw. It's back and it's better.
It's a gag. Shout out to Justine.
And let me tell you, I can resuscitate anybody with this tongue.
You can.
If Lazarus can rise, you think I can't rise him? I didn't rise.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing?
If I showed you how I did it, then you would learn.
Show us on camera.
I won't. It's already on tape, though.
Oh.
How you doing?
Okay, Kim K. Yeah.
No, mine is actually exciting. It's something to watch.
He's Martell W. Hmm. Yeah. More exciting.
Actually, it's Dominique D.
Oh.
Anyway.
Wow, Dominique.
Anyway, thank you guys all for tuning in to another episode of Sipping and Tripping. Thank you to my guest co-host who came on today.
EJ.
Thank you to my audience, whether you're in studio or out of studio. Thank you for everybody who just fuck with a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with a real bitch. Keep
all
fucking
hearts.
With a real bitch.
All hearts.
You know I'm a real bitch. I've always been a real bitch. I ain't never been a fake bitch. I could never be a fake bitch. And I ain't never going to be a whack bitch because I'm too much of a real bitch. And I'm on some real shit. And there ain't no rap. And I'm about to end this.
All right.
Bye.
We out.
Sipping and tripping it. Sipping and tripping it. Sippin' and trippin', yeah. Sippin' and trippin', yeah. Then you on my show.
Sippin' and trippin', yeah. Sippin' and trippin', yeah. Sippin' and trippin', yeah.